This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is PJ Hrabowski, music director for KUAF and the host of Film Score Friday every Friday morning, including tomorrow from 10 until noon. And PJ, this week it's an international flavor.
That's right. That's right. Once a year, we do an international show and just base it on movies and things that take place around the world. And it's always kind of fun to put it together, but it's tougher every year to come up with new things.
This is in conjunction with the University of Arkansas celebrating International Week. Now, the score you want to highlight today that we'll hear tomorrow?
It's called Paradise Road. And, you know, normally I come in and I talk about, you know, the movie and the film score composer. But this time, your film score composers are Antonin Dvorak, Peter Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Chopin, Percy Grainger. And it's an incredible movie. Stars Glenn Close, Pauline Collins, and a list of Frances McDormand, and a lot of great women actors. It's a true story. It's based on a true story. As the sun set over Singapore on February 10th, 1942, all women and children were ordered to evacuate before the fall of Singapore to the Japanese bombers as they headed south. Well, this was the fate of those aboard the Prince Albert in Bruce Beresford's Paradise Road. The movie is based on a true story of a group of women and children who were captured and taken to a Japanese POW camp after swimming to the shores of Sumatra from their sinking ship. From April 1942 until the end of the war in August 1945, an average of 600 Australian, British, and Dutch women and children were interned in this Japanese camp on the island of Sumatra. They were plucked from their South Sumatra homes or were survivors of evacuation vessels that left Singapore, but were sunk, more than one, in the Banka Strait. And the interesting thing was, you know, it was women from all walks of life, you know, rich and poor. And for 3.5 years, these women and children lived packed together in houses or ramshackle barracks. They never had enough to eat or enough medicines to treat malaria, dysentery, beriberi. And they never received news about the progress of the war, about husbands or fathers.
Completely isolated.
Couldn't find out about their relatives. And the Japanese, by the way, interned close to 100,000 non-Asian civilians in the Dutch East Indies. They had no books to read, no musical instruments to play, but they did have their voices. Now, singing was not allowed, but once they reinvented themselves as a vocal orchestra, it was acceptable. These groups of women sang popular songs in English or Dutch, and after a while, nobody could remember any new songs. So a couple of the British women created the vocal orchestra. Margaret Dryberg, a Presbyterian missionary in Singapore, longtime piano teacher, choir director, and church organist, wrote from memory scores of piano and orchestral works. Nora Chambers, a government engineer's wife in Malaya, helped Miss Dryberg rearrange the scores for four voices, and during secret rehearsals, conducted a new Dutch-English choir of 30 women. The impact of the first concert in late December 1943 was tremendous. Instead of popular songs, the glorious sounds of the Largo from Dvorak's New World Symphony filled the compound, followed by more music by Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, and Tchaikovsky. The music gave them strength, and it added beauty to their dismal surroundings. And it also reinforced their sense of human dignity. Now, in the year that followed, the vocal orchestra gave several more concerts. They built a repertoire of 30 pieces, including Ravel's Bolero. Well, later that year, the orchestra disbanded because they lost half of their singers due to death and illness from malnutrition and tropical diseases. Now, after the survivors were released, the singer's vocal orchestra scores lay forgotten, totally, until one of the vocal members who owned quite a few of the scores donated her collection to Stanford University. And this gift reopened interest to this story of hope. And it's a beautiful, sad movie. And you hear the Malibaba Women's Choir sing on this disc, and it's just a beautiful disc. In fact, they went on to produce a Christmas disc.
Really?
Yeah.
So the soundtrack is that choir.
Yes.
Singing the works of the composers you mentioned
right.
at the beginning
Dvorak,
of this conversation.
Tchaikovsky,
but Beethoven.
Chopin, yeah.
And this will be featured on Film Score Friday.
That's right.
Along with other internationally flavored soundtracks.
Yes. We're going to listen to Like Water for Chocolate, take a trip to Mexico, City of Joy, we're in India. Also, Michael Todd's Around the World in 80 Days, that way we cover everything. The Third Man, so we're going to Vienna and Prague. I think a lot of it was filmed in Prague, but we were supposed to be in Vienna.
Right.
In that movie. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Also, Beyond Rangoon, and people love John Wayne. So, The Quiet Man, which takes place in Ireland.
So, you will go around the world in 2 hours tomorrow.
Exactly.
On Film Score Friday, tomorrow from 10 until noon on KUAF. PJ, thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.